Octavia Butler, Cory Doctorow, Ursula Le Guin, Neil Gaiman, George R.R. Martin. What do these luminaries of science fiction and fantasy have in common? They've all been instructors at Clarion West, a Seattle-based nonprofit writer's workshop. The intense six-week annual summer workshop has just wrapped up its 2018 session. 18 budding authors were put together in a house for a month and a half. Each week, a different professional instructor. In all, an intense education on how to write. The graduates have won every major award in science fiction and fantasy. So what does it take to make the cut? And what would a budding writer learn? Welcome to GeekWire from GeekWire.com in Seattle. I'm Frank Catalano, host of this special interview series with some of the leading voices of science fiction, popular culture, and the arts. I'm pleased to be joined by Neil Graham and Rachel Simmons. Neil has been the workshop director of Clarion West since 2001. She was a student at Clarion West in 1996, has three published collections, and a spoken word CD of poetry. Rachel was a student, and I guess now is a graduate, at Clarion West this year. She hails from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, and has a dual degree from Smith College in History and Russian Language and Civilization. She is probably exhausted. So, welcome. Thanks for both of you for being here.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks.
So, Neil, how did Clarion West get its start, and why Seattle?
Well, Clarion West arose out of the Milford workshops. There were a group of professionals who all got together in Milford to critique each other's works. And then from there, they derived the idea of having a workshop for beginning writers. It was Robin Scott Wilson who did that, and it was held in Clarion, Pennsylvania, and that's why it's named Clarion. And then in 1970, they held a workshop that included Vonda McIntyre and Octavia Butler.
Both of whom are Hugo and Nebula Award winners.
Yes. And they decided that they could not continue the workshop there. And so one Clarion went to New Orleans and eventually to Michigan and eventually to San Diego. But Vonda McIntyre started Clarion West in Seattle, her home, which is why Seattle at the start, at least.
How many graduates are there now, roughly? Do you have a rough idea?
18 a year for over 30 years.
a lot of graduates. And you know, how do students get into Clarion West? First off, how do they hear about it? Rachel, how did you hear about Clarion West?
I actually heard about Clarion West first from one of my professors at a writing workshop at Smith College. And I had this weird moment of – I applied once when I was in Russia a few years ago and I didn't get in. And then this past year, I had a weird moment of synchronicity when I was in Philadelphia. These two women behind me were talking about Clarion West, and one was urging the other to apply to Clarion West. So I went back and I thought about it again. And it crosses a lot of my social media feeds because I know a lot of writers. I have friends who have done MFAs. So the community is sort of – there's a corner of the community that sort of pushes you to apply to it, I think, when you're ready.
Yeah. And as you said, you're not from the Seattle area.
No.
At all. And a lot of the this year's class of students was – they weren't from Seattle. They're pretty geographically diverse.
We didn't have a single area student this year. Usually we have one or two, but this year is a very international class.
What countries were represented this year?
Croatia.
Nigeria. Greece.
Hong Kong.
Malaysia. UK.
UK, yeah.
Brazil.
Brazil, yes.
Is this indicative of the impact Clarion West has had on science fiction and fantasy? It seems like it's kind of hidden to most Seattle residents.
It's certainly building that way. When I started working with the workshop, it was mostly local and national students and Canadians and a few people from the UK and Australia. But in recent years, more and more, we've had more students from other countries. This is our second student from Brazil, our second student from Malaysia. So we do have people coming from all over.
So what's the impact been over the years on science fiction and fantasy? Who are some names that are graduates that people might recognize?
Well, probably our most famous current grad is Anne Leckie, because her first book, Right Out the Door, got the Nebula, the Clark Award, the Hugo, and the British Fantasy Science Fiction Award. Her subsequent books have also done incredibly well, but we have a lot of other major writers who've been on every award ballot you can name and have won Nebulas, Hugos, basically all of the upper level fantasy awards, the World Fantasy Award as well. We've got a number of graduates who've received that.
And Daniel Abraham, he's a graduate as well, right? He's half of James S. A. Corey for The Expanse.
He is. He went to Clarion West in 1998.
And even museum curators have gone to Clarion West. And I say that because we've had Brooks Peck on this program before at MOPOP, the Museum of Pop Culture here in Seattle. And he's a graduate, isn't he?
Yes, Brooks is a graduate.
And Kat Rambo also, the president of the Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America. So are these your best, I wouldn't say advertisers, but promoters? Are they your best ambassadors for Clarion West?
There's some of them, yeah, they definitely are. Another is Gordon Van Gelder, who was the editor and is now the publisher of the Magazine of Fantasy and Science Fiction.
We talked a bit about what you're looking for or what Clarion West has led to in terms of graduates. What about what you're looking for in terms of students? What are the criteria? I mean, for example, Rachel, what do you think made you a good student for Clarion West?
Oh, hot seat. I think I approached this application season from a place where I really felt like writing was what I wanted to do, and I was very, very sure that this was the place for me to be at this point in my writing career. And I think I came into it, and I think I outlined in my personal statement very clearly that it wasn't a passing fancy or it wasn't a thing I was trying out. It was like a thing that I knew that was for me.
It almost sounds like I just happen to have your personal statement here in front of me, by the way. I have read it. Neil kindly shared it with me. I hope she told you she was doing that. It says here, too, that it seemed like you almost dared to write fiction by one of your instructors.
Yeah. I had a lot of people, a lot of mentors, some instructors in college, particularly one advisor who, you know, there's a lot of derision of creative pursuits in academia. I was not on a creative track. I actually wanted to apply for a Fulbright in creative writing, and the Fulbright director at that time was like, you're not even an English major. You're not going to have a chance. Don't waste my time with this. Another of my advisors basically laughed at me when I told him that I wanted to pursue writing fiction instead of when I had returned from Russia and I didn't want to do Russian anymore. So that was a lot to get past, and I feel good that I've come to a place where I'm like, I don't really care like what these people have said about it in the past.
You know, that's an interesting point, too, that Rachel brings up, Neil, and that this is a non-academic program. And I'm just wondering, does that attract a different type of writer to Clarion West?
We do get a lot of students who have MFAs in writing or are about to pursue MFAs in writing. But yes, it definitely attracts from a broader range of writer, people who never consider, you know, writing in an academic setting. And it draws people who have, you know, graduated from high school to people with PhDs. We had several students in PhD programs this particular class, too.
Where do you think Clarion West fits in overall kind of in the ecosystem of science fiction? It's kind of like you're the secret masters of the writing craft. But where do you think it fits in since you've generated so many good writers and you've generated and drawn so many good instructors?
Well, I think that we're very much just a part of the, you know, huge community that is the speculative fiction writing field. We're one corner building, so is Clarion in San Diego, who also run a similar program. And I think that what we do particularly is help those students who, just like Rachel said about herself, are sure that writing is what they want to do and are just ready to make that dedication of themselves to their craft and to furthering their career and about ready to launch a career. And I think that's what we do best is we help students get to that place where they are ready to launch a career. They are ready to make writing a huge part of their lives.
If people can't imagine applying for a 6-week summer workshop, which is a big deal, you know, but if people can't imagine doing that, is there some way to benefit from what Clarion West offers budding speculative fiction writers without doing that?
Well, we certainly have one-day workshops that we hold throughout the year. And additionally, we have the readings that we hold during the Clarion West workshop time when our instructors have their outing in public and get to read at the Seattle Public Library or the University Bookstore. And we also have other events occasionally throughout the year. The other thing that people can participate with Clarion West is, you know, on almost any writing forum there is out there, our graduates are out there talking about writing, talking about their experiences, and sharing what it's like to be a student and to be dedicated to their career.
And many of your graduates become instructors.
Several of our graduates have become instructors, in fact, this past year and the coming year as well. It's
all right.
Very exciting.
I'm talking with Clarion West Workshop Director Neil Graham and Clarion West graduate Rachel Simmons. You're listening to GeekWire. We'll be right back after a break. We're back. I'm talking with Clarion West Workshop Director Neil Graham and Clarion West student, now graduate, Rachel Simmons, about the Clarion West Workshop that wrapped up recently here in Seattle. Where should a writer be in their career to get the most out of Clarion West, Neil?
They need to be ready to dedicate themselves to their writing. The 6 weeks that students undergo during the workshop is a real test of commitment. So they absolutely need to be ready to go ahead with that, start thinking about the future, start thinking about themselves as a writer.
I couldn't help but realize when I read through the clarionwest.org website that there are some cautionary signs that you're not ready to go to Clarion West. And let me quote from that if I could. If you sincerely feel that you are God's gift to writing and that your classmates will humble themselves before your brilliance and the teachers will hold up your work as an example of Pulitzer material in the making, then you probably won't have a good workshop experience. Do you get applicants like that, even with that kind of warning?
Occasionally, yes.
What do you tell them?
We usually talk to them about if they are someone that we would accept, I should say. We might have a conversation about them, about what they really want to get out of the workshop. Sometimes we have people who have book contracts already underway, and we ask them to say for sure what it is they think they want to get out of it. And from that, we'll evaluate whether or not we think it would be a good experience for them or not.
Rachel, where were you in your writing career when you decided to go ahead and apply to Clarion West?
When I applied, I had done four workshops, I want to say, both in an academic setting and outside of that. I have been writing seriously, I would say, for about 6 years, since 2012. I've been thinking about doing an MFA program after going to Clarion West. I'm not sure about that, but that was very much on my mind while I was applying. And this seemed like a good step that was a halfway point between, like, a very intensive experience would give me a flavor of maybe what an MFA would look like for me, would give me an idea if that is the course I wanted to pursue.
And what kind of fiction do you like to write?
I like to write, I would call it soft sci-fi. I like to do philosophical and psychological explorations of humanity, but set in a sci-fi frame.
Sure. And there's actually a long history in science fiction of that type.
There is.
And you work in the short story form?
I do, although I have been known to write longer things.
What was the scariest thing about those 6 weeks for you?
The scariest thing? Well, it changed. It evolved over the course of it. So I came into it thinking that the scariest thing would be, where do I fit in this group of people? They're probably all more experienced than I am. They're probably professional people. They're professional writers. Who am I? I'm some plebe, that got into this program. But then I got here and everybody was having imposter syndrome all the time together in the same room and talking about it, which was great. So then the scariest thing evolved into, what do I want out of this? And like, oh, if I take this, I'm taking this seriously, and that's scary because it's almost scarier to embrace something that you have never dared to consider before. Like, oh, I could be a writer. There are people that do this and that's okay. And there's something exhilarating and thrilling about that, but also it's scary because you have to take yourself seriously and hold yourself to account
to
get there.
Was part of the scariness then that you suddenly are committing to become a writer as a result of graduating?
I think so, yeah.
I spoke with some of the students that was at a party just after the halfway point that was held at a local writer's house, Greg Baer, who we've also had on this program, and asked them what was the most interesting thing they've learned about themselves so far. And one said that he's not as good of a writer as he thought he was. Another said he didn't realize how much they'd enjoy living in a house with 17 other people because they thought writing was a solitary pursuit and they realized they could bat ideas around and get that kind of creative friction going. A third basically said that they had to wrestle with the intellectual stamina of always having to produce writing and critiquing and just constantly being on as a writer, if you will. Do any of these resonate with you, Rachel, or did you have your own unique thing that you discovered?
Specifically the always being on and having to be at the top of your intellectual game, because we're critiquing 3 to 4 stories a day. That can be anywhere from 4,000 to about 20,000 words, typically. So you're doing that every day, and you have to pour a lot of your attention into that, and that never stops. It's just this conveyor belt, and it always keeps going. And in between doing your critiques, you have to find time to refill your own creative well. So that was a thing I definitely struggled with at Clarion West.
Neil, I'm curious because this sounds like it's I don't know, kind of basic camp for writers, basic training. How do the 6 weeks play out? What's the usual structure of a week or a day?
Well, students are in class weekdays from 9 to noon doing the actual on the ground in the classroom critiquing. And then on Tuesday evenings, there's a reading with that week's instructor. And throughout the week, there may be various times when the instructors want to do an extra lecture And students each get a half an hour meeting with each instructor, usually the same day that they're critiqued. The students often have other events. We have what we call mystery muses, and those are local writers who come in to speak to the students for an hour at a time, and those are on Friday afternoons. And students also often arrange their own Skype sessions with various editors, agents, and writers that they want to speak to while they're students there. So the time is pretty packed.
Pretty packed, and it sounds like it's relatively unstructured, except for the critiquing in the mornings?
Relatively, yes.
But basically, students each day have to produce a certain amount of word count or a certain number of stories over the week, or how does that work?
Ideally, each student does one story a week. Now, not everyone manages to do that. Producing stories each week is not for everyone, so sometimes students will miss a week, but in general, students do one story a week.
And throughout these 6 weeks, all the students live together in one house here in Seattle, right?
Yes.
All right. The way you described the Clarion West workshop sounds like it could be any writer's workshop, not necessarily just speculative fiction. Are there certain things that make this a different experience?
What's really different about it, I think, is that the focus on creating works of the imagination and accepting works of the imagination and encouraging people to be as creative imaginatively as they can be. I myself went to an MFA program. I mostly focused in poetry, but there was a person there who was a science fiction writer, and he was basically scorned and laughed at. But I look at the people who graduated from the fiction program that year, and who's the one who's published 20 novels? The science fiction author.
So it sounds that this is a basically welcoming space for people who might be looked down upon in a literary, what's considered a quote-unquote literary workshop. Would that be accurate?
Yes. I would say the literary world is definitely more open to speculative fiction than it was, certainly when I attended my MFA. It's way more open. And a lot of mainstream fiction is speculative now. It's, you know, Margaret Atwood is writing speculative fiction. Colson Whitehead, you know, hundreds of authors out there in the mainstream world have speculative elements to their writing, and it's no one blinks an eye at it anymore. But there still is a slight genre divide, and that's where places like Clarion and Clarion West really shine, to give people who want to do that kind of writing a home.
And Neil, I'm curious, too, that a lot of this sort of rests on the instructors, right, and how they run things. What makes a good instructor at Clarion West?
Well, obviously you want eminence in the field, whether it's early or late in their career. I mean, we want them to be able to be articulate about writing matters, about characterization, about all the elements that go into writing a good story. Teaching experience obviously helps. We're very careful shaping our lineups and believe that certain people are good in certain weeks. And we want a range of career stages, of genres within the speculative fiction umbrella. And as well, we have a very core commitment in Clarion West to being inclusive. It's hard to cover this all in occasionally seven, usually six instructors, but we do our best.
All right. I'm talking with Clarion West Workshop Director Neil Graham and Clarion West graduate Rachel Simmons. You're listening to GeekWire. We'll be right back after a break. We're back with Clarion West Workshop Director Neil Graham and Clarion West graduate Rachel Simmons. I'm curious about the instructors, continuing thinking about the instructors for this. Anything really memorable that you learned from an instructor that just really stands out in your mind this year, Rachel?
Yeah. So our second week instructor was this guy named Ken McLeod, and he is from Scotland, and he was a delightful gentleman. And I think towards the end of the week, he gave us a lecture because we had had shorter stories or shorter critiques that day. And so there was a little bit of time, and he gave us a lecture on the history of sci-fi. And he started with Mary Shelley, and he traced the evolution of sci-fi and how it interacted with and built upon social movements and historical events. And I had this moment of sitting there and hearing all of these echoes of people in my head who had been like, wow, you're into history and Russian. Your interests are so weird and disparate. What are you going to do with that? And I was sitting there in my chair and I was thinking, wow, everything I've ever done in my life has been leading to this moment. And I was just so into listening to this lecture and feeling like I belonged in this space. It was really cool.
Was it the context that you got for what it was and how it applied to your own experience?
Yeah. Ken McLeod actually specifically, he made a point of saying this at the end of his lecture. He was like, you, this class of Clarion West and the other people who are emerging into the field at this time are going to have a large hand in shaping the field of sci-fi and speculative fiction. And it was really cool to be given that weight and that recognition, I guess, that not only are we building upon this huge canon that exists that has gone before us, but we are going to be informing it as we interact with it.
Now, Neil, this is not fair, but you graduated in 1996, correct? Anything memorable that an instructor said in that class stand out to you?
I think it was, again, the same permission to move forward, to take ourselves seriously. I myself have not published a lot in the field, but I'm definitely writing speculative poetry now. And I do have a couple novels in the back burner that I'm still working on that I don't think I'd feel like I had permission to go ahead and do that. I think I would have gone back to the literary poetry world without the encouragement I got from my instructors.
And about the graduates, what have many of them gone on to do? I mean, is there a wide variety of activities they do after graduating over the years?
Well, most of them go on to write and publish short fiction, and they've won almost every literary award you can imagine, from mainstream awards to in the science fiction field. And a lot of them go on to write novels, and again, publishing all over the world, winning all kinds of awards. But again, we also have people who go on to start magazines. Strange Horizons was started by, one of the first big online speculative fiction magazines, was started by Clarion West graduates. And from there, recently, another group of Clarion West graduates launched Samovar, which is a part of Strange Horizons, and it's a magazine of working translation. So they're working hard to bring translated science fiction into the English reading public.
What causes a graduate to be a good instructor? Is it having gone through the Clarion West experience before? Because you do have a number who have repeated, who've come back, essentially, either as multiple instructors or as a graduate as an instructor.
It obviously is helpful if someone's had the Clarion or Clarion West experience to be an instructor, because they really know, especially what the students are going through, which is an important thing. But that's not the only reason we have our people back, and that's because they have become the eminent people in the field. They are now the people that we want teaching students coming up through the field.
One thing we haven't discussed is the cost of Clarion West. And I'm curious, what is the tuition for the 6 weeks if someone is accepted?
It is $4,200, and that includes the tuition and as well as room and partial board. We have a cook who does wonderful meals, who is an integral part of the experience.
What about students who can't afford that? Are there scholarship programs?
We have a number of full scholarships and a number of partial scholarships, and we are always, always trying to make it easier for students who can't afford to attend the workshop. But there are other costs that scholarships can't cover, one of which is travel. We have two new travel scholarships, and another is just all the expenses that you have back in your life while you're attending the workshop. And those are things that are big sacrifices that people make to attend.
Yeah, I'm curious about, Rachel, how the sacrifice you made, 6 weeks of your time, or 6 weeks and a few days, because we're talking after Clarion West has ended this time around. How do you carve out that much time?
Well, for me, it was sort of a very fortuitous time to be doing this, because I'm currently unemployed. I'm between things happening in my life. So I didn't have a partner or a dog or a family that I was leaving behind. But I was watching my classmates go through this, and I was watching some of them struggle to, you know, stay connected with their other life while they're having this super transformative experience in the moment and not wanting to compromise on either front. So it is hard and it's challenging.
So in some respects, we were fortunate in terms of timing based on other things not quite going as neatly as they could in the rest of your life.
Yep. Yeah. Everything just sort of fell into place for me personally, so that I was very lucky in that respect.
You have a lot of support also, not just from Neil, from the individual scholarships and stuff, but also for some pretty well-known organizations and foundations, right?
Yes, we do.
Because I remember looking at your site and seeing, I was surprised to see that Amazon and the National Endowment for the Arts are among some of your sponsors.
We were actually the first organization that Amazon gave money to as a nonprofit, and they have been wonderful in supporting us through the years. And the NEA has also given us several grants, which have helped us keep going. But the City of Seattle and For Culture have also been incredible at supporting us, particularly the reading series. They've been just amazing at helping us make these things happen.
I have to ask about Amazon. What caused them to make you their first?
It was a connection that one of our board members had with the John Fine, who is the person who started their grants program, and Greg Bear was one of the people who introduced us to him.
Well, that's not a bad connection to have, is it, in that case? Clarion West has been honored with a few awards, too, and you personally have been honored with an award. And the listeners cannot see that you're looking very shy right now about that. But tell us about the award that Clarion West itself was recently given.
Locus Magazine, which is basically the news and information and review magazine in the field, just inaugurated a new award at their awards that they held actually at the end of the first week of Clarion West, and they hold it in Seattle every year. And they gave this new award for building community and inclusivity, and Clarion West was its first recipient.
That's quite the honor, and obviously we were talking here about the large number, geographic reach and diverse reach that Clarion West itself has had. The other award, and I'm not going to put you on the spot to talk about yourself, but that is that you received the World Fantasy Awards Special Award last November for fostering excellence in the genre. Was that a surprise?
It was a huge surprise. I had actually not even a speech written until the last minute when someone said, you know, you need to at least have some notes. So I took down some thank yous. For me, though, it's really clear to me that it's not just an award for me. It really was an award for Clarion West and for all of the people who have, you know, worked to make it what it is. All of the staff, all the people who've run the workshop, our board, our volunteers, and our community. Because really, it does take everyone to make this happen.
If somebody is thinking of applying to Clarion West, wherever they happen to hear this, internationally, potentially, how competitive is it to get in, and when does the application process start? What's involved?
It is very competitive. We could fill the workshop with excellent writers several times over. However, it's still possible to get in. I mean, the competition is much less than, say, for the professional magazines. So it's easier to get into the workshop than it is to get into one of those magazines. So that's something. We start accepting applications in December, but it really doesn't gear up until January and February. And we have an early deadline when the application fee is much less, and the final deadline is March 1st.
So if somebody is thinking about this, now's the time to really start seriously thinking about it.
Definitely start thinking about what you might want to submit as your writing sample.
That's the other question I had, is how much writing is required to apply?
All we ask for is a writing sample. We don't care if everyone has any professional credits or not. People are basically chosen on the merits of their writing sample. We ask for 30 pages. It's nice if it's a short story or two short stories, but we also accept novel excerpts as long as they contain synopses as well.
So if you were to give advice to somebody who's never been to Clarion West, which is a great piece of advice for somebody who wants to write, maybe who's always wanted to write, what would it be? What advice that you may have heard throughout the many years you've been doing this, Neil, or the 1 6-week intense, very fresh in your mind, I would still think, experience for you, Rachel? What would be your advice to a writer who's considering writing for the first time?
Do it for yourself and don't do it for other people. Like, write what you want to write because that is what pleases you and that's what makes you happy and that's what resonates with you. Don't do it to be commercially successful or because you want to impress other people. That's what I would say.
All right. Neil?
I totally agree with Rachel. I think it's very important that people write the stories that they can write and not the stories that other people are writing at the same time. And I think that learning what you want to write is an important stage of the process. And I think that's something that helps you be ready for the workshop.
And do you find a lot more people these days want to write speculative fiction?
I do.
For all the reasons we talked about before. And Rachel, what are you going to do now when you go back to Pennsylvania? What are you going to work on?
I'm going to go back and revise my stories and send them out.
All right. That's a great thing for a writer to do. We've been talking with Clarion West Workshop Director Neil Graham and Clarion West graduate Rachel Simmons. Read more about Clarion West at clarionwest.org. Our producer is Claire McGrain. Thank you very much, Neil. Thank you very much, Rachel. Appreciate both of you being here.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Thanks for having us.
I'm Frank Catalano, GeekWire contributor, and you can find this special series by going to geekwire.com and searching for Popcast, P-O-P-C-A-S-T. Don't forget to subscribe to the GeekWire podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your shows. Thanks for listening to GeekWire.